Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. On Sunday in Sioux Falls, Cinema Falls is presenting a festival of short films. They include some animated shorts by emerging Russian filmmakers, as well as a documentary about efforts in Japan to restore personal photos following the 2011 tsunami. Also being screened is the short film Home. It stars Sioux Falls native Jenny Dempster. It's the story of a woman who reconnects with her estranged mother, only to find her mother is suffering from dementia. Jenny Dempster joins us on the line. And Jenny, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
Is the story in Home one that's important to you?
Yes, it is. To begin with, that was something that the story itself was something that wasn't familiar to me, but something that I only imagined would, you know, something that would really truly affect me. Now it hits a little closer to home because we have a relative who is suffering from Alzheimer's.
When did you come across the story in the short film?
Well, actually, the story was created because I, along with some of my friends in Los Angeles here, joined an acting group together. We sort of started an acting group on our own because in L.A. as an actor, you don't have, it's not like we're in an office together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all going from audition to audition and really need to create a sense of camaraderie. And so we started an acting group, and in that acting group, it was designed to challenge each other. And in the midst of that, we decided that we wanted to do something that would challenge me as an actor, but also challenge Charlie Hofheimer as a director and their production company, Filament Features. So the story was really born in order to challenge me as an actor. The story didn't come to us as, you know, that we wanted to do this as a story about Alzheimer's necessarily or dementia, but really how can we challenge each other as artists.
Now, this is a short film, what, about 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Is a short film like a short story where the focus is just really concentrated?
It's incredibly concentrated. It's all set in one room. It's, yes, very concentrated.
So what are the challenges in trying to tell a story like this in just a relatively short time?
Oh, they're immense, and I wish that my director was on the line to talk to you more about that, because my focus was much more on the acting side. On the acting side, telling a story that will grip people in 10 minutes is extraordinarily difficult, because you have to get from point A to point B to point C in a relatively short amount of time.
Does that make perhaps a shorter film maybe a little more poignant than a longer film?
Yeah, I would say so. That's an interesting point. I think that with In Home in particular, you're left wanting more. And I think that's the point of a short film, is really to tell a story that people can care about in just 9 minutes and want to hear more about.
What is the audience for a short film? When you finish something like Home, what happens to it?
Well, right now we're on the festival circuit. We went to the Aberdeen South Dakota Film Festival about a month ago. And then now we'll travel around probably for a year or two. And really the focus of a short film for Home specifically for us is just to showcase our work. Both Filament Features, Charlie Hofheimer, and myself.
To showcase your work, let people know what you can do?
Right.
So what did it take to get this film Home produced? This was, some of the funding was on Kickstarter?
Yeah, actually, this film was funded mostly by people from South Dakota. We put together a Kickstarter campaign, and it was friends and family from Sioux Falls mostly.
Is that the way more and more you see that at least beginning filmmakers or smaller filmmakers, that's what it takes to get projects produced?
Yeah, it's just a great vehicle. Oftentimes short films are a labor of love. They don't I mean, at the most money that you could make, like, on the film itself would be $10,000. Nobody does it for the money. They do it for the love, which is, you know, endemic in the film industry. Well, not endemic, I guess. I wish they were all like that. but yeah, Kickstarter is a great way to do that.
That gives, I imagine, a certain amount of freedom when you fund your own projects.
Exactly. Right. And for a short film, really, you know, because it's not something that, well, I guess more and more on Netflix and networks like that, you can, you know, a short film might actually, you know, Netflix might actually put one together. But otherwise, yeah, to have artistic freedom, which was really the goal of our acting group, the goal of the short film, the goal of, you know, most of the things that we'd like to do is artistic freedom. And funding it yourself certainly gives you that.
You mentioned Netflix. This film, Home, playing at a festival in Sioux Falls, was in Aberdeen last month, as you mentioned. Do you find that there are more and more avenues for people to see films like this?
Yeah, there's a Sundance channel. There's short videos are becoming probably mostly popular because people are watching them on their iPhones as they're waiting for a bus or a train or sitting in traffic, although they shouldn't.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Sioux Falls native Jenny Dempster. She stars in the short film Home, and that's being screened on Sunday in Sioux Falls by Cinema Falls as a part of their Festival of Short Films. And, Jenny, how long have you been acting?
I've been acting since I was 6 years old. I grew up on the Community Playhouse stage.
In Sioux Falls?
In Sioux Falls, yeah.
So was it something then at that age, you just you caught that acting bug and knew this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I never stopped. I was on stage three times a year, every year, until I was 26. I grew up with Patrick Pope and Ann Gridley. The three of us were, I think, in every show of the Community Playhouse for probably 10 years. and now Patrick Pope is running the Community Playhouse.
And how does that stage background help you when you're on doing a film?
Well, you know, the two things are very different. And I think part of the reason that we wanted to do Home was because as a stage actor, you have a certain amount of creative control that I really missed when I transferred over to film and television. Because no longer, I mean, as a television actor, you are paint for the editor and for the director. You give the best performance you can possibly give, but at the end of the day, you don't know what is going to appear. On stage, you're able to create that experience for yourself and for the audience each and every day. That experience at the Community Playhouse and Lincoln High School, that's where I also did Interp with Miss Blanc and shows with Mr. DeRose. Those experiences gave me the baseline and really what I'd like my work to be like in the future, being able to have that creative control.
And how long have you been in L.A.?
I've been here for, I think it's 7 years, 7 or 8.
Is it difficult to establish a career there, or is it important, like you said, to find a group of fellow artists that you can work and collaborate with and just work on projects and study with?
It is very hard in LA, and that's something that I think the first 5 years was me really trying to find like-minded people that were interested in doing the same kind of work that I do. Yeah, that took about 5 years. And then now it is. I think that, you know, that core group of people is Shannon Lucio, Charlie Hoffheimer, Ashley Dyke, all of them are doing really wonderful work in Los Angeles and starting to become very well known for their work. Ashley Dyke was just in 12 Years a Slave, which we were all very proud of, and Shannon and Charlie are constantly in things I can't even name them. But without them, I don't think I would survive in L.A.
And I was reading that you're currently working on a political satire.
Well, that's finished. I think probably the next thing that we will all do together, Shannon is writing a full-length feature where the two of us play sisters, and that will be the next thing we probably have on Kickstarter and the next thing we create together.
Well, we'll have to talk with you again when that project is done.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the political satire sees the light of day at some point, but it's probably down the line.
All right. Well, Jenny, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, and thank you, South Dakota, for all your support.
That's Jenny Dempster. She stars in the short film Home. It's featured during Cinema Falls Cinefest 2013 of short films. That event is Sunday evening at the Icon Event Hall and Lounge in Sioux Falls. Doors there open at 5:30.